Thanks for joining us. My name is Dr. Mandy Ruddock-Hudson from the School of Public Health and Centre for Sport and Social Impact. I'm joined by Professor Russell Hoy, the Director of the Sport, Exercise and Rehabilitation Research Focus Area. Thanks for joining us, Russ.
Pleasure.
Can you tell us a bit about the major aims of the Sport Research Focus Area?
Sure. The RFA's got three major aims. The first one is to enhance participation in sport and try to get some health outcomes, or at least understand the health outcomes for Australians by participating in sport. The second one is to improve exercise performance, whether that be for elite sport or general members of the community. And the third one is to improve rehabilitation outcomes, so improve surgery outcomes, rehabilitation practices. So if you're recovering from a knee injury, how that can be done in more improved ways.
Can you briefly tell us about some of the interesting projects that have been funded to date through the Sport RFA?
Sure, we've handed out a number of grants already, and one of the major projects we're looking at is the impact of stress on performance for jockeys. So looking at the physiological and psychological impacts of stress on how jockeys can perform and make decisions during race days, so improve their safety obviously, but also their ability to make good decision making during various stages of a race. One of the other major projects we've funded recently is with Michael Dillon in the prosthetics area. He's looking at how to better predict the ability to fit a prosthesis to someone who's had a knee amputation or above knee amputation. At the moment, the mechanism for doing that is quite invasive, and what we're trying to do is using a number of pieces of data from previous surgeries is to work out how to best predict the fit for a prosthesis, and that'll improve the ability of people to perform in everyday life if they've got a prosthesis. And also, if they're a high-profile athlete, they'll be able to use that more effectively and have a better fit to actually maximise their performance. One of the other projects we've funded is to examine the role of sporting clubs in influencing healthy eating behaviours among young children. A lot of emphasis has been placed on by organisations like Vic Health and other health promotion agencies to improve the ability of sporting clubs to have better canteen offerings at sporting clubs. And this project is looking at what clubs offer, how they can, whether they're sort of ready to actually move into a healthy eating environment, and what sort of policy settings government can introduce to support clubs to offer better food offerings to influence those healthy eating behaviours.
Russell, can you tell us about how the Sport RFA actually links with industry partners and also the community?
Sure. Of the 100 members of the RFA already, they've had a long history of engagement with industry through with hospital providers, surgical teams outside of La Trobe, sporting groups, industry funding agencies. So we're leveraging off those relationships already to sort of reinforce those partnerships. And the RFA has designed a number of schemes to solicit co-funding for positions like PhD scholarships or postdoctoral fellows. We're also entering into partnerships directly with some organisations to actually determine and identify what's the best focus for our research efforts. So engaging with organisations like Sports Medicine Australia, the Australian Physiotherapy Association, Vic Sport as the peak body for community sport in Victoria. So by getting them to inform us directly about what their research priorities are, we're able to tailor our research efforts to meet industry needs and also increase our chances of getting industry funding.
And Russell, can you tell us about La Trobe Sport and how that links in with the RFA?
Sure, La Trobe Sport is a coordinating body of the university. Its aim is to coordinate all the faculties in terms of how they can develop their teaching programs in sport. It assists the university to engage with industry for master planning for its sport precinct, so developing better sporting infrastructure on campus. And another aim is to manage all the partnerships with external bodies in sport, and that has a direct link into the RFA because we're able to connect researchers with organisations like the AFL Players Association, Victorian Health Promotion Foundation, the Melbourne Cricket Club, Melbourne Heart Football Club, in terms of what those organisations want directly from us. So those partnerships that we manage from a sort of branding and profiling of the university perspective offers us a conduit into those industries and sectors of the sports environment to actually enhance our ability to get some external funding, but also direct our research efforts to what industry requires.
And Russell, where can you actually see the Sport RFA in the next 10 years?
I think one of the aims of the RFA is to really fit into the Future Ready regime for the university. And we're trying to make La Trobe the premier destination. If you want to work as a researcher in sport, exercise or rehab, is to think of La Trobe first. If you want to be a PhD student, is to think of La Trobe as the first destination of choice. And if you want to be an undergraduate student, you would choose to come here to engage in our range of courses in the sport, exercise and rehabilitation area. And also think it's going to be a fantastic conduit into supporting the Australian sporting industry in as a knowledge foundation. So providing information to the sports industry about how to improve its practices, develop better policy, influence government, and actually be a real contributor to the Australian sports industry.
And just finally, Russell, if you could actually trade places with an elite sports person, who do you think that would be and why?
Well, clearly it would be Usain Bolt. I mean, he's clearly the coolest athlete on the planet and also got the most appropriate name as an athlete.
And do you think any of your personality traits are similar to Usain's?
Oh, clearly speed and clearly the ability to do the Bolt sign, I think, would be number one.
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us, Russell. It's been a privilege to speak with you today.
Thanks, Mandy.